This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, March 2nd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about the Illinois Big Tree Program in this week's Environmental Almanac and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. A greater list of temporary restrictions and orders are in place today as some University of Illinois students will spend the day at parties and campus area bars. The unofficial St. Patrick's Day promotion last year led to class disruptions and damage to campus buildings. U of I Director of Public Safety Crystal Fitzpatrick says divisions on campus and Champaign-Urbana city officials recognize this is a community problem.
The focus has been come drink in the bars, which are certainly under the city's jurisdiction, and the resulting impact has been in university housing and in university classrooms. So we all have to recognize what affects one entity will affect the other, and we are teaming up to address the problem.
Fitzpatrick is asking students today to be respectful and responsible. Officers will be assigned to some academic buildings and walking through other areas. Anyone who disrupts class could face expulsion. Associate Chancellor Peg Rawls says that penalty has long been a part of the student code. The mayors of Champaign and Urbana have exercised their emergency order powers. Bars won't open until 11 this morning and aren't allowed to serve pitchers of beer or straight shots of alcohol. Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan attracted more than 150 people during a talk at the University of Illinois last night. Sheehan drew international attention 2 years ago when she camped outside President Bush's Texas ranch after her son was killed in Iraq. Sheehan came to the U of I to mobilize a wider anti-war movement and to promote her books. She says there aren't enough people actively protesting the war.
Well, you don't see as many people on the street as agree with us. You know, it doesn't reflect the mood of the country, which is anti-war and anti-Bush. It's really up to activists now that we've convinced the majority of the country that this war is wrong and motivate people to come out and help us work for peace.
Sheehan says the way to support the troops in Iraq is to bring them home. For statements like these, Sheehan has often been criticized as unpatriotic.
I think the true patriots are people who realize that our country's broken, the system's broken. So I really think that we need to undermine the system to make it work for all Americans, not just a few Americans. And, you know, to call me an American when my son died in a war.
Sheehan says she will demonstrate on St. Patrick's Day in Washington, D.C. to stop the cycle of violence in Iraq. Peace activists expect tens of thousands of protesters from all over the country. Advocates of stem cell research are claiming victory at the Illinois Capitol. Both the House and Senate have given their support to public funding of the controversial work. The House voted to support public funding of such research yesterday, while the state Senate passed a similar measure last week. That show of support makes it likely it will become law, as the governor also backs the concept. House Republican leader Tom Cross has been among the most vocal supporters. His daughter has juvenile diabetes, and Cross says he hopes scientists will help find a cure for that and other diseases.
There are a host of Illinois people that have diabetes and Parkinson's and ALS and cancer and a whole host of diseases and ailments that people believe that do research in the field of embryonic stem cell research, that this is an opportunity to find not only cures for those diseases, but also hopefully a way to prevent those diseases.
The measure allows the state to award grants to scientists who experiment using stem cells taken from human embryos. Critics charge that equates to destruction of life. For now, there's no money included. Cross says that's the next step. He wants the state to give at least $25 million. The governor has previously gone around the legislature and funded stem cell research. The higher cost of electricity has done more than anger consumers. It's also dominated the attention of state lawmakers, making it difficult for those involved with other causes to be heard. Sean Crawford has more.
Jan Zarnick wants the state to change how it pays for schools, an issue many expected to be at the forefront of legislative debate this spring. but instead the topic garnering the headlines is rising electric rates. Some lawmakers are being bombarded with phone calls from angry residents who have seen their power bills skyrocket since utilities raised rates in January. Zarnik admits it's been tough to get lawmakers focused on education when another pressing problem is at hand.
Where the legislators, as I know you all know, are overwhelmed with their constituents telling them about their very real problems.
Zarnik is part of a coalition that's calling for improving schools. Part of their plan includes more money through tax increases. To get lawmakers' attention and that of the public's, the group plans to run an ad campaign stressing the need. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich wants to fire the attorney general as his lawyer in a Freedom of Information case. Blagojevich aides yesterday asked a Sangamon County judge to let them hire their own attorneys to resist disclosing subpoenas they received from federal prosecutors in an investigation of hiring practices. They say Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office can't fairly defend the governor because it has sided with the Better Government Association. The public watchdog group sued in January when the administration refused to turn over the subpoenas, saying the U.S. government prohibits disclosing them. Madigan's public access counselor last fall wrote a letter to Blagojevich lawyers saying the subpoenas are public record. BGA lawyers say a lawsuit in 1977 declared the attorney general alone decides whether to represent state officials. Computer problems at Indiana's Bureau of Motor Vehicles continue to delay the mailing of license plate renewals for a third month in a row. In one case, the BMV mailed renewal notices to Zoe Burns of Osceola, but the two registrations went to her parents' home, even though she hasn't lived there in almost 30 years. BMV spokesman Greg Cook says the agency doesn't know how long it will take before it can meet its goal of getting notices to customers 30 to 45 days before the expiration dates of their license plates. He says the BMV is running behind because it continues cleaning up customer data following last year's troublesome $32 million computer system upgrade. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. On this week's Environmental Almanac, introducing the Illinois Big Tree Program. Rob Cantor is researching and writing these pieces, but because he is currently a candidate for public office, Dee Breeding will be delivering them until after the municipal election.
Picture a sycamore tree that's 119 feet tall as a 13-story building. Now make the trunk of your tall tree wide, 31 feet around at chest height. So you would need 5 friends with you in order to touch your hands together in a circle around it. Then give your giant sycamore a crown that spreads out to an average width of 134 feet, 15 feet wider than the tree is tall, and more than wide enough to cover the lots many of us live on. As you might have guessed, such a tree does exist. It stands on private property in Christian County, and it is the champion of champions on the Illinois Big Tree Register. The register is one component of the Illinois Big Tree Program, which is based in the U of I's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences and coordinated by Extension Forester Jay Hayek. The goal of the Big Tree Program is to identify the biggest individual of every species of tree native to Illinois, using a scoring system that takes into account height, girth, and crown spread. At the same time, however, the Big Tree Program is also very much about people, promoting a greater awareness of trees as a natural resource in Illinois, and encouraging people to get out and enjoy them. To help people get connected with the Big Tree Program, Hayek has established a website for it. There you can read how big tree measurements are taken, obtain a form to nominate a tree, and view the list of 125 current state champions. Entries on the list include measurements, of course, along with information about where each tree is located, who nominated it, and when it was certified. The tallest tree on the list reaches a height of 165 feet, which is 46 feet taller than the overall champion. It's a red oak, found in Dixon Springs State Park, near the far southern tip of the state. The champion listed with the thickest trunk is a bald cypress tree that measures 34 feet around, which grows in the Cache River State Natural Area, also in the far south. Residents of Central Illinois may be interested to know that Sangamon County is home to 8 champion trees, more than any other county in the state. These include a 98-foot-tall American elm and an 88-foot-tall silver maple. The state champion trees closest to Champaign-Urbana are a shingle oak and a yellow buckeye, located in Danville. Both of these trees grow on private property, but they can be seen from the street at the addresses listed for them on the Big Tree Register. If big trees interest you, you might consider joining the network of certified big tree inspectors that Extension Forester Jay Hayek is working to develop throughout Illinois. Volunteer inspectors participate in a one-day workshop where they learn to measure and certify big tree champions using fairly simple equipment and straightforward math. Hayek envisions training enough inspectors to check out reports of potential champions anywhere in the state, and to help make sure champion trees are recertified every 10 years. For further details about the Big Tree program, or about becoming a Big Tree inspector, visit the forestry pages at the U of I Extension website.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.uiuc.edu. Support for Environmental Almanac comes from University of Illinois Extension. And the forecast for the region today, expect cloudy and very windy conditions, some snow showers and flurries, the high 38 degrees. We'll have winds from the southwest to west at 25 to 35 miles per hour, some gusts over 40 miles per hour. Cloudy and windy tonight, occasional snow showers and flurries, the low 22. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, windy, snow showers and flurries possible, the high 33 degrees. Winds from the west at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, March 2nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.